Branding Rights by Terry Black. I wasn't going to attend the conference. I was going to stay home and keep an eye on our new cat. Her name's Emma. She's 5 months old and she's really obnoxious. But then everything changed. The conference is the Southern California Writers Conference at the Wyndham Hotel in Irvine. Lisa has rented a room for the weekend, attending the event, staying all day late into the night. I stopped by to say hi, not meaning to sign up. But then I hear they're having a short story contest. You have to write a story of 250 words or less on today's theme, which is, here it comes, the letter X. Seriously, the letter X. Come on, you can't write an interesting one-page story about X. I'm so certain it's impossible that I start to think about why it's impossible, all the reasons it can't be done. And can you see this coming? I think of a story. It's about the sword Excalibur. I go home Friday and write it. Next morning, I sign up for the conference. And it's really fun. There are lectures, book signings, evening writer's workshop, where I'm planning to read my new novel, Ferret. But that night I realized I never turned in my Excalibur story. The reception table is closed. The deadline's 9 a.m. tomorrow. Take my story, I tell Lisa, handing her a printed sheet, and turn it in for me. Then I go home to take care of Emma the cat to get some well-deserved rest. Next morning, I get a panicked phone call. Terry, it's Lisa, she says frantically. They gave me the wrong sheet of paper. Instead of your story, you gave me page 15 of your novel. With the deadline approaching, Lisa turned in page 15 as my contest entry, but the odds of it winning aren't great. Still, all is not lost. I suggest emailing my story to the Wyndham's front desk where they can print it out for Lisa to enter the contest. It works. The story is submitted just in time. But then things get a little strange. Who wrote this story? Asked one of the event's organizers. Seeking out Lisa, it won the contest, but there's no name on it. Who do we say is the winner? She is puzzled, because of course my story has my name on it. Until they show her the winning entry, and she realizes the truth. My story didn't win. The winner was page 15 of my novel. That's from the villain's point of view. It's where he goes to a pet store, and finds complete control over all the animals. At the bottom of the page, he feels exhilarated. There's her X by pure coincidence. Unfortunately, the story had to be written over the weekend. That's the rule. They've been working on that novel for months, so it's disqualified. Instead of page 15, they go with the second place winner with a story about the sword Excalibur. That's right. I beat myself at the contest. It doesn't get any better than that.